ಕ್ರಮಂ ಭಂಗರಹಿತಂ ಅಜಡಂ ವಿಮ್ಲಂಸದ ಅನಂದತೀರ್ಥಮತ್ಲಂ ಪದೇತಾಪತ್ರೇಯಾಪಹಂ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತದುಧ್ವಾಂತ ವಿಧ್ವಂಸ ಶಿಕ್ಷಣ ಜೈತೀರ್ಥಾಕತನಿ ಭಾಸತಾಂ ನೋ ಹೃದಂಬರೆ ಅರ್ಥಿಕಲ್ಪಿತ ಕಲ್ಪೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯರ್ಥಿತಕೇಸರಿ ವ್ಯಾಸತೀರ್ಥ ಗುರುಭೂಯಾತ್ ಅಸ್ಮಿಷ್ಟಾತ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಯೇ ತಪೋವಿದ್ಯಾವಿರಕ್ತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸದ್ಗುಣಹೋಗಾಕರಾನಂ ವಾದಿರಾಜ ಗುರು ಮುಂದೇ ಗ್ರೀವದಾಶಯಾನ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರಾಯ ಸತ್ಯಧರ್ಮರತಾಯ ಚ ಭಸತಾಂ ಕಲ್ಪವೃಕ್ಷಾಯ ನಮತಾಂ ಕಾಮಧೇನವೇ ದುರ್ವಾದಿ ಧ್ವಾಂತ್ರವೇ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಂದ್ರೀವರೇಂದವೇ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮೋಚಿಂತೆ ಆಳವೆ ಆಪಾದಮೌಳಿ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಗುರುನಾಮಾಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ಮರೆತ್ ತೇನ ವಿಘ್ನಃ ಪ್ರಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂತ ಮನೋರಥಾಃ ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ನೌ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಸೆಷನ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೂರ್ವಪೀಠಿಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಂಟರಿಂಗ್ ದ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ. ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿಶ್ವಂ. ಸೊ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಋಷಿ ದೇವತೆ ಛಂದಸ್ಸು ಸ್ಮರಣೆ ಅಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದಿವ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದ ವ್ಯಾಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿ ಅನುಷ್ಟುಪ್ ಛಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ದೇವತ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯತೆ ಜಪೇ ವಿನಿಯೋಗ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. And then we start the Vishnu Sahasranama. And it is in Anushtup Chandasu. That means 8 letters per pada. Totally 32 letters in each shloka. It will have, it can have varying number of names. In some it will have like, you know, maybe 10, 8, 14, whatever. So the number of names may be different. But basically in the shloka form, they are present. So because the shloka form is there, sometimes you may have fill-up letters. Like cha, eva cha, like that. So, but they're not actually the names. So, the actual names are, you know, you can make out from that. So, and the way you, you know, there are two ways basically you can say any Anushtup Chandas is for each pada, you give a pass and then tell, that's one way. Or you give a pass after half the verse, that is semi-stitch. That means, that is another way. For example, I'll give one example. So how we can see the very first one. Hari Om Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krut Bhuta Brut Bhavo Bhuta Atma Bhuta Bhavanaha. That is one way. Another way is Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaraha Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krut Bhuta Brut Bhavaha Bhutatma Bhutabhavanaha. The standard, most of the recordings, they all have the first option, which is like half of verse. So you can make out the difference, like, you know, the ending one, if it's a visarga, if you are giving a pass, then you will pronounce the visarga. If you are doing it like a continuous thing, you will say either like, you know, whatever the sandhi form comes that way, like in this case, it is a vokara that has come. In some cases, you may have a s sound or in some cases, r sound. So, the visarga will get merged with the next line. So, Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. There is Vashatkaro. So, that's what most of the recitations are. If you give a pass, the Vashatkaro will become Vashatkaraha Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. ಭೂತಕೃತ್ ಭೂತಭೃತ್ ಭಾವ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಭೂತಭಾವನ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಯು, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ವೇಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ವಿತ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಒನ್ ವೇರ್ ಹಾಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್. ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುರ್ವಷಟ್ಕಾರೋ ಭೂತಭವ್ಯ ಭವತ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಭೂತಕೃತ್ ಭೂತಭೃತ್ ಭಾವೋ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಭೂತಭಾವನ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಅವ್ it comes. Then the next one's also putatma paramatma cha muktanam paramagatih avyaya purushas sakshi kshetrajno ksharaye vacha yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwarah narasimha vapushriman keshava purushottamah ಸರ್ವಶರ್ವಸಿವಸ್ಥಾನುರ್ ಭೂತಾದಿರ್ ನಿಧಿರವ್ಯಯಃ ಸಂಭವೋ ಭಾವನೋ ಭರ್ತ ಪ್ರಭವ ಪ್ರಭುರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸ್ವಯಂಭೂ ಶಂಭುರಾದಿತ್ಯ ಪುಷ್ಕರಾಕ್ಷೋ ಮಹಾಸ್ವನಃ anadi nidhano dhata vidhata dhatur uttamah. So this is how the verses will be recited. And then we will go with the first meaning, the Vishwam. So we just saw briefly some meanings. I will just kind of recap and go through them. The word Vishwa, it has the root letters are Vishwa. You can split it into three parts, Vishwa, or you can split it into two parts, Vish and Va. So with that combinations and each one having different root meanings, it can offer different meanings. For example, Vishanti. So Vishanti Sakala Kalyana Gunaha Asmin Iti Vishwaha. So all the auspicious qualities are present in the Lord. So what are the auspicious qualities? Means like, you know, say like, you know, Jnana, Ananda, Saundarya, Bhakti, Bhaktavatsalya, Saushilya, Saubhagya, Saumanasya, all these you know, different qualities. What are the like, you know, like knowledge, bliss, beauty, devotion, love towards the devotees, or the good character, saushilya or saubhagya, the utmost wealth, prosperity, growth, power, you know, strength. So all these are qualities that we desire for, and they are in the infinite amount, and swatantra, everything gets independence attached to it. That means the Lord's knowledge is swatantra and his bliss is swatantra. So somebody doesn't give it to him, or somebody doesn't give the prerana inside. He is swayam preraka, swayam shakti, swayam samarthya, swatantra. So this is to be added for each of his qualities. All these qualities are present in the Lord. So that meaning is conveyed by Vishanti sakala kalyana gunaha asminiti. And Vishwaha Purnaha Tatha Sarvaha Samastaha Cha Abhidhiyate. So the dictionaries are quoted to convey where this, you know, like we give some meaning and we have to give a justification where that meaning is coming from. So the different koshas or dictionaries, Abhidhanam is one of the dictionaries that is quoted, and Acharya uses that in Bhagavata Tatparya Nirnaya. He mentions these quotations. So jagat samastam vishwam cha nikhilam purnam uchyate. Vishwa also means everything, samasta, purna, complete, infinite. So this vishwa, the word is now, when you pronounce it, so vishwa, everything, vishwa. So that thing is also conveyed in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachye mudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. So that purna is adaha and idam. Adaha is that one which is the mula rupa. Idam is when he takes the incarnation, avatara. So that means the Lord is infinite and the complete gunas are present in mula rupa and avatara rupas. That is what is conveyed here. So avataraha mahavishnoho sarve purnaha prakirtitaha purnam chatat param rupam. So this is what Acharya says in the Bhashya for the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and that's what is conveyed there. Vishwanamasa Bhagavan Etapurna Guna Prabhu Padma Purana quote is told in Gita Tatparya, where the Lord appears as a Vishwarupa to Arjuna. So that Vishwarupa is that Tejo Mayam Vishwam Anantamadhyam. So that Rupa is described like that in Gita. Acharya tells that in Gita Tatparya. So this is what is told. And then we also talked about Preraka, Preriya Rupas. So he created this entire universe and gave the bodies to all the living beings, and he also created Jadatmaka, Chetanatmaka Srishti. That means the living things and the inert objects like, you know, mountains, stones, tree, you know, or the roads or whatever, I mean, or mud, everything, all these inert objects also the Lord creates, and after creating that he enters them. So when he enters there, what does it mean by he enters all the Chetana, Prakriti again, I mean all the living beings, he enters again. What does it mean? He is there as Bimbarupi already. He is there as a Vyapakarupi. He is there as a giver of Astitva, Astitva Pradayakarupa. So he entering again means he entering as a Preraka Rupa, that is instigation form. He enters and instigates the living beings. So the instigation process is called prayeraka. This is what is conveyed by visham, vishanti. So visham is different, visham. So the shashasa pronunciation, it is very critical. If we say visha, it's poison. If we say visha, vishanti, that is pravesha, the enter. So that's a different meaning, visha, pravesha, so entering. So here, idam sarvamasuta yadidam kincha tatsrushtva tadevanu pravishyat, pravishyat, pravesha. He did a pravesha, he entered. You know, in Kannada, I say pravesha madida, praveshin chadu. So like that kind of is, in Indian languages, pravesh kiya, usmevo pravesh kiya hai. So that is entering them. So the as a preraka shakti. Then the next meaning is, he is visha means vishve techa vata visham vanat. So visha also means people. Vishanam, prajanam. So vanat gamanat. So he is there, enter and gives the activity. Gamana means movements. Gamana also means jnana. He gives all the ability to engage in activities by entering the jiva. So prajanam for the people, he gives vanam. So vanat. Vana means vana gamana. Vati, the wind is blowing. We say pavanaha vati. Vati, it blows, it moves from place to place. So vana is movement. Vana also is gamana, means jnana, knowledge. So he gives the knowledge by entering all the people. So he is a gamana shakti, that is movement power, and jnana shakti, the knowledge power. Both are given by the Lord by entering the living beings. So that is what is conveyed by that visham, prajanam, vanat, gamanat. That is the meaning. And then another is Vishwa. Now, Vishwa is the whole universe. That's the popular meaning. You know, everybody knows that. Vishwa means the universe. So, Lord is called Vishwa because he is controlling the universe. So, the controller and the controlled, we use even in the, I always give the example. Somebody owns a big, huge company. We say, oh, he is that company. He is that organization. So, it's basically, that means that person controls the whole thing. So same way, the Lord controls the entire universe. So we say, oh, the Lord is the universe. So same way, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, this kind of a thing, so also Lord is everything. When we say the Lord is everything, it doesn't mean that like, you know, Lord is a stone, Lord is a mountain, Lord is a lake. That's not what it means. He is everything means he controls everything. So that's the meaning conveyed by Vishwa. So he is the controller or the Swami or the Lord or the maintainer of everything. That's why it's called Vishwa. And then the another definition is he does the pravesha. See here, Vishwa, you can split it into two ways. Vishya plus Va or V plus Shva. If you split it as V plus Shva, V means Va is Jnana. Jnana means, I know, Va is knowledge. So V plus Shva means he is Jnana Swarupa, and also he gives Shvayati Gachati. So V plus Shva, the first part represents the knowledge, the second part represents the movement. He is knowledge, personification of knowledge, and he is present everywhere, all pervasion. So omniscience is the first part, omnipresence is represented by the second part. And if you say Visha and Va, then he did the Pravesha. So omnipresence is indicated by the first part if you split it as Visha and Va. So, and then Va is Jnana Swarupa. That's why the second part represents knowledge. So it's omnipresence and omniscience. If you split it as Visha and Va, the first one is omnipresence, second one is omniscience. If you split V and Shva, it's reverse. So both ways, it gives basically, the ultimate meaning is same, the way it is produced is in two different ways. So Vishuva or V plus Shva. Then another approach is, he is, V is like an adjective if you take, Sham Sukham, Va is Jnanam. So V plus Sha plus Va, Visesha Sukha Jnana Swarupa. One who has an extraordinary personification of knowledge and happiness. The V represents special or unique or supreme, and Sham represents the Sukham or happiness or bliss. Vam represents the knowledge. V plus Sham plus Va, Vishwa. So that's another meaning. And another one is V plus Sham plus Va is knowledge, as Va is also Bala, Valam Balam. Vabayor Abhedaha. That's why Va also is a Jnana Bija. It's also a Bala Bija. That means strength. He has Visesha, Sham, Sukham, and Va, Balam. So he has extraordinary bliss and extraordinary strength. So that is conveyed by Vishva. And then he is Vishva Namaka Vayu. Vayu is called Vishva because Vishantihi, Vayu is present, the life force is there in everybody. Every living being is energized by the life force of Vayu, who in turn is energized by Paramatma. Paramatma gives power or strength to Vayu, and Vayu gives the power or strength to all the living beings. So Vayu is called Vishva, and Lord is called Vishva because Vishvaha Asmin Asti or Vishvam Niyamayati or Vishvam. So he is controlling the Vishva. So that's why Vishva Vayu Samuddhishtaha Purnatva Jivasangataha. So Vishvaha Vishvasya Vayoho Antaryamitvat Vishvaha. So because he is the Antaryami of Vishva, he is called Vishva. So Vishva Namaka Vayoho Antaryamitvat Vishvasabdavachyaha Bhagavan Harihi. So Bhagavan Hari is Vishvasabdavachya because he is all pervading inside the Vishwanamaka Vayu. That's so Vayum Antaryamitaya Vartayatiti Vishvasabdo Upadeta Upadat Rutu Vartane Ityataha Daha Lopasamane. This is another way you can see is Vishva Vishvam Vartayati. So Vartayati means one who makes the Vayu act. Vishva is Vayu. Vishva plus Va becomes Vishvava. But Lopasamane, there's a formula in Pandian. It says Lopasamane. If two letters are coming in building blocks, like while building the word, if two identical letters come, you can drop the second letter because the repetition. Because of the repetition, you can drop the second letter. The first letter will convey whatever is to be conveyed by it and by the repetition, everything. For example, Vishva means Vishva plus Va. The last letter Va comes twice, Vishvava. And because the Va are same, the second Va is dropped. So it becomes Vishva. So Vishvanamaka Vayum Vartayati Iti Vishvava Lopasamane Anena Vishva. So Vishva plus Va becomes Vishvava. And because the Lopa Samane, when two letters are identical, the second one is dropped, so it becomes Vishva. So that's how it is Vishva. So that is what is conveyed. And then next one is, he is pervading everything. So he pervades everything. That meaning is conveyed by Visheshena Vyaptatvat Vishvam. V plus Shvam, Visheshena Gachati. To Oshvi Gati Vrudhyoho. This is one, like, you know, formula. That means this letters shva shva, that shva is for gati and vruddhi. Gati and vruddhi means, gati means movement, gati also is knowledge, vruddhi is growth. He is vishesha gati gamana and vishesha gati vishesha vruddhi. That means the Lord, he can expand himself in an like Trivikrama Rupi avatara. He pervades this entire universe. He expanded himself. So that Vishesha Vyapti Rupatva, Vishesha Vruddhi Rupatva, Vishesha Gamana Rupatva. That means he is extraordinarily pervades everything. Extraordinarily, he gives, has the knowledge. He has extraordinary growth. That means he grows himself. It's not like growth what we undergo. We undergo growth as a vikara. For Lord, the growth is not vikara because he is making it appear. That means he is there. Lord is already pervading the entire universe as Vishwarupa. But someone who sees, like Trivikrama, he comes as a Vamana and then he expands to occupy the universe. So that expansion is what he gives the Purana Shakti, the appearance. That means he is making himself appearance means not like apparent appearance like illusory, that not that appearance. Appearance, he is showing himself up. He is him showing himself up. That kind of appearance, I mean. So that's what the Lord's greatness is. So Visheshena Shweti Gachati Iti Vishwam. And then the Lord's movements are unique in the sense he is sitting in one place and he can move everywhere. So Asinaha Duram Vrajati Shayanaha Yati Sarvasaha. So he is there moving around without any movement. That means in the sense he doesn't move and still he moves. How is it possible? Means because it's all pervading. Suppose we have to move from here to the next town, we have to physically travel. But if the Lord, he has to move from here to another place, he doesn't have to travel because he is all pervading already, and he knows in all his forms. He, like, you know, in one form he is appearing. Like, for example, one example you can give is Krishna. When Draupadi did the mora, like, you know, he praised Lord Krishna, "Oh Lord Krishna, save me." Krishna was sitting in Dwaraka, and he is also here in Sabha. He is all pervading. So when Draupadi called, it's not that her sound traveled and went to Krishna and reached Dwaraka. That's not the case. Krishna is present in Dwaraka. He is also present in that Sabha Mantapa, every atom. He is present everywhere. So when Draupadi called, "Oh Krishna, protect," she might have told loudly, but she doesn't even have to say loudly, or she might have told in a low voice. Whatever way she told, it doesn't matter, because Krishna is present everywhere. So when she said Krishna, so he's this all-pervading Lord, he immediately gave the Akshayavasana, the Akshayavastra. So that means without moving, he can go from place to place because he's already all-pervading. That's what is called Vishesha Vyapana Shakti. So the pervasion power is extraordinary. It's incomprehensible pervasion power. And also the Lord, he doesn't have any prakruta. Like, you know, okay, Krishna, you see, he has hands, legs, everything. But they are aprakruta. But they appear to people as if they are prakruta. But definitely they are not prakruta. They are not made of matter. The limbs of the Lord are not made of any matter. They are jnanaanandatmaka. And they are themselves part of the Lord. So this thing is conveyed by apanipado javano gruhita. The Lord does not have panipada. Pani means hands. Pada means feet. The Lord does not have hands and feet. But we know that Krishna, he has hands and feet. So how come the Lord doesn't have hands and feet and he has hands and feet? They are contradicting. How means he does not have materialistic hand and feet, but he has jnanaanandatmaka hands and feet. So both statements are correct in their own way. So that's what is conveyed by that apanipado javano gruhita. So that way Lord still visheshena swayati. Specially he moves. And then there is another one. Vi plashva vina pakshina garudena swayati gachati. Lord, one who moves around using Garuda. This we went through in, like, you know, once this, like, you know, Mahabharata, the story comes. Garuda feels haughty that, oh, without me the Lord cannot go anywhere. And then Lord immediately realizes what Garuda is thinking. And he says, "Ask the Garuda, I'll put my right hand, try to fly." Okay. And when Garuda is standing, Lord puts his right hand on the top of Garuda. And Garuda cannot even move one inch. So he is just completely taken aback and he just can't move. So that's when the Garuda realizes, I mean, Garuda is a jnani himself. But Lord, he conceals the jnana and shows his power and then gives back the jnana. So then the Garuda, he remembers, his, "Oh, God, Lord, I forgot. You are all supreme being. You are inside me. You pervade inside me. Whenever I go from place to place, you are taking me. It's not that I am taking you." So that's why one meaning is vina, vi means pakshi. Vina means pakshina. Garudena swayati gachati, one who moves around using Garuda. Then how can you say God needs Garuda? You know, this means gives an impression God needs Garuda. But you give another meaning. He vihi pakshihi garudaha swayati gachati yasmat. The vi is Garuda. He swayati gachati. He moves around because of whom? That one is called Vishwa. Vishwa is one by whom the Garuda moves around. So the Lord makes the Garuda move around. That's why he is called Vishwa. Vina pakshina garudena swayati is one meaning. vihi pakshihi garudaha swayati gachati yasmat. Because of whom the Garuda moves around, that Lord is Vishwa. So, and then also he is special, he is like, you know, Vishishta, and he is present everywhere. All these meanings are conveyed. How? So V is V Namaka Paramatma, but V is Vishesha, but how come V Namaka Paramatma, there is a name which says V means God, Supreme Lord Vishnu is represented by V. How means Acharya tells that in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Bhashya, Akaya Pravisam Pumasakaha Vishnu Vachakaha. Ekakshara Kosha, you can know the one-lettered dictionary, if you see, all this, each of these letters represent Vishnu. A means A Namaka Vishnu. Why he is called A? Because he is Vilakshana, Sarva Vilakshana. He is not anything. Neti Neti. He is not this book. He is not this. Whatever we see, that's not what he is. He is something more. He is something more. He is something more. That's why he is A. Sarva Vilakshana. That A says, Ka means Ananda. So, ya yapayati or yati, everything, he is present. No, he makes everything move around or vyapaka. So, ya pra is prakarsha. So, vi is vishesha. He is all special. Sam is samyak. So, he is perfect being. That's why he is called sam. Bhu, he is bhuti aishwarya. Ma is jnanaswarupa. Sa, kha, ha. Sa is, he is sararupa. Kha is like, you know, he is like akasha. What vyapta, and also everywhere he is there. Ha is like, you know, he is ha. Ha means he is killer of everything or destroyer of everything. Or ha also means hiyate. So he does, nothing sticks to him. He is like alipya. Lepatva is not there. That means he is not tainted by anything, taintless. So that meaning is given by ha. So all these letters are Vishnuvachaka. So from that A, Ka, Ya, Pra, Vi, Sam, Bhu, Ma, Sa, Kha, Ha, all this, each letter represents Vishnu. So out of this, the V, if you take, V means Vishnu. Then Shva is like, you know, he is Shva. So he is, no, like, you know, Swayati Gachati, or he Swayati Adharabhuta, or he Swayati, everything makes it happen. That's why he is. And then, we heard, like, you know, Vishwa, each of these word letter, you know, shabdas can have minimum of 100 meanings, you know, a lot more meanings. From that point of view, if you take Vishwa, Pravesha, he enters, wherever he enters, all that meanings you can give, and that will give, can give hundreds and hundreds of meanings you can, wherever he is there, that object he enters, that's why he's Vishwa. This thing he enters, that's why it's called Vishwa. So wherever he enters, that thing is represented by Vishwa. So, for example, we have Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, Avastha, three stages of our, like, you know, daily way. Like, you know, we are wakeful, or we are dreaming, or we are have deep sleep. In all these states, when we are going into those states, the Lord first makes us enter that. To make us enter that, Lord himself comes into there. For example, Vishwa is Jagrat Avastha Preraka Rupa. Vishwanamaka Paramatma Hari, he gives instigation. So that Vishwanamaka Paramatma is entering Vishwa. That means, see, very, very tricky way of saying it. Jagravastha Peraka Paramatma is Vishwa. And then this Paramatma, he is like outside, who is there, he is making Vishanti, Pravishanti. So he makes people enter Jagravastha. So suppose somebody is sleeping. So, Swapnavastha or Susupti Avastha. In that Swapnavastha Niyamaka Rupa is Bhagavanta Tejasa. And deep sleep Niyamaka Rupa is Prajna. So, Vishwa, Tejasa, Prajna are three different forms. So, as Vishwanamaka, he enters Tejasa Prajna. That means the Lord Vishwanamaka, he makes us enter different states. And that's why he's also called Vishwa, means one who makes us enter by himself entering that. So he enters Jagratavastha, Swapnavastha, Sushupti Avastha by making us enter there. Because as Bimbarupi, he does that. And then as Pratibimbas, we do that. So that's why if you give, the Lord, he can enter each and everything so he can apply the meaning towards it. For example, you take a table. Lord is Vishanti, Vishanti, so Vishati, Pravishati, so he enters the table. So he's Vishwa. So the table is one of the things in the universe. He enters the table. That's why it's called Vishwa. So like that, each object we can see, he enters that and he will be called by the name Vishwa because he enters that. So that's another thing. And same way, Muktatmas, the Mukta Jivas, when they enter the Mukshasthana, he enters along with them. He makes them enter. For doing that, he enters along with them. So that's why he's called Vishwa, one who enters the Mokshasthiti in another form. He's our Lord already present in Vaikuntha as Narayana. He's already there in one form. In another form, from people who want to enter, they cannot enter without the Lord's help. So Lord helps them to enter again by himself entering and making them enter. See, this way, all the states, Mokshavastha, Jagrat Swapna Sushupti Avastha, all the places, each one of that, or Pralaya Kala, we enter the Pralaya because the Lord makes us enter. So Pralaya Kala entrance, everything is done by the Lord. So this is the Vishesha, Shabda Vishwa. So, and one we saw, always Abhivruddhi. So the Lord, he like, millions of forms, in each form, they emanate from the Lord. So this kind of an extraordinary performance, opulence the Lord shows. So that's the Vishwa. And one doubt that comes to our mind is, Vishwa is Napumsakalinga Shabda. So why the Napumsakalinga Shabda is used? The Napumsakalinga Shabda is used because to indicate the Lord is beyond Stripum Napumsaka, but he can be addressed by any Shabda because the Shabdas are meant to give the qualities of the Lord. That's why in the beginning, Podgata, we saw that Bhishma says, Yani Namani Gaunani Vikhyatani Mahatmanaha Rishvip Parigitani Tani Vakshyami Bhutaye. So there he says, Yani Namani Gaunani Vikhyatani. Gauna means Guna Sambandha. So we are not bothered about Stri Linga, Pumlinga, Napumsakalinga, Shabdas of the Lord. It can be any Linga. It can be Stri Linga, Pumlinga, Napumsakalinga. But the Gunas are what is representing the Lord to indicate that the very first word is taken as Vishwam, which is the Napumsakalinga, neutral gender. Neutral gender, Napumsakalinga, that's why it's Vishwam. If it is Pumlinga, it would have been Vishwaha. It is Strilinga, it would have been Vishwa. So instead of Vishwaha or Vishwa, why the Vishnu Sahasranama is using Vishwam, the Napumsakalinga, to indicate that the Lord is pervading everything, including the Napumsaka objects, the Napumsaka things, the Lord pervades, to indicate that a Napumsakalinga Shabda is used, Vishwam. So, like otherwise it would have been Vishwaha Vishnu Vashatkaro. Vishwam is used, that's why, to indicate the Lord's working through everything, including Stripum Napumsaka. Everybody works, but Lord doesn't have, he is never Pumli, Purusha, Stri, Napumsaka. These limitations are not there for the Lord, but for people all the limitations are there. For Devatas also those limitations are there, and the Lord enters them and makes them go through that. So that's what is unique about the Lord. So this here I will stop that. So next class we'll talk about the meanings of the word Vishnu. If you have any questions, you can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa.